Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Welcome back, dear friends. This is Chef Walter with another episode of Flavors and Knowledge. Today we're going to be talking about food labels and try to understand how to read them. Reading food labels has to be one of the most frustrating endeavors for consumers. Yet, food labels are an essential source of information about calories and the nutritional value of the food that we eat. It is a crucial tool in building a good and a healthy diet. Nutrition facts information is displayed in the same orderly fashion by regulation. It helps you understand how much of certain nutrients you need to limit in the product per serving. But what isn't always so clear is the ingredient listed on food or drinks. What do all those fancy words really mean? And can you always tell when something has a lot of sugar? Or about sodium and trans fats? They are often tricky, but not impossible to identify the ingredients listed on labels. But you would likely to have a better understand on how to reduce saturated and trans fats, sodium, added sugar, and cholesterol from your diet, right? If you do some research, you probably will be able to find out what you are eating. Ingredients on a label appear in order of quantity, but that doesn't always tell the whole story. And for example, if a jar of salsa lists tomato first, you know more tomatoes in the product than anything else. And so far, we all agree. But when it comes to sodium, added sugar, and saturated fats, it can be difficult to tell just how much is in there. The reason is, these ingredients can go by several different names, and excessive consumption can damage your heart health and increase your risk of heart disease and stroke. Let's say, for instance, there are many terms that are used for sugars on food label. You may see sugar listed as the fourth ingredient in the product and think it's not so bad after all. But sugar can also be listed as high fructose corn syrup or corn syrup, agave nectar, barley malt syrup, or dehydrated cane juice, to name just a few. Sodium also has several names. You have salt, sodium benzoate, disodium, or monosodium glutamate, which is MSG. Sodium nitrate is a source of salt in our diet. It's in hot dogs, lunch meats, preserved fish and meats, and controls bacteria. So it has a legitimate uses, but we should be aware of it because it contributes to our total salt intake in an excessive way. Too much sodium can raise blood pressure, increasing the risk of heart disease and stroke. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day, but the average American consumer eats twice as much. But perhaps the trickiest of them all is trans fat. Trans fats can elevate your risk of developing heart disease and stroke. In addition, these fats raise your bad cholesterol, which stands for LDL, and decrease your good cholesterol, HDL. Therefore, you will find them listed as partially hydrogenated oil. Some experts say that you would choose food with five or fewer ingredients. While this five-limit rule has gotten a lot of attention lately, there is no reason to complicate your label reading to this degree. it's well-intentioned, but the FDA, who oversees food safeties and has to do something different for the food supply chain and making sure that all of the ingredients are safe for consumption. And that is all for this segment of Flavors and Knowledge. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope it was informative. Follow us on anchor.fm. If you are on YouTube, we offer a series of videocasts under the Chef Walter's Cooking School page. If you're in a kitchen today or tonight, cook with safety, keep your eyes on the fire, and read the labels carefully. We reconnect on the next round. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.